Today is All Souls Day, which, as I said to children, is a day in which we especially remember those who have died, even though every time we gather around this Eucharistic table for Mass, we pray for the dead. And that touches us most powerfully when, of course, it is the death of someone whom we love. All of us have experienced death. Well, actually, we have. But we, the living, have experienced the death of others. And our gospel story today touches on all the aspects of that experience. When it's the death of someone we love, it's a time of deep emotions, of painful grief, weeping, just as Mary of Bethany weeps in the gospel. And the Jews. And even Jesus is touched with tears. So that the Jews say about Jesus, "See how he loved them." The death of someone we love is also, for some, a time of testing of their faith. And we experience that all the time. We read about the believers, we go to other people's funerals. But for some reason, when it's the death of someone we love, all of a sudden some people lose their faith. As if death is only something that happens to other people, but it shouldn't happen to someone that we know. Well, Mary definitely did not lose her faith, but it was a time of testing of her faith also. It was a time of struggle in which she asked, "Where is God?"
"Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died," she says. And the Jews wonder why Jesus, who did such prodigious things as opening the eyes of the blind, why he could not have kept Lazarus from dying. These are our questions, too, sometimes, when we face death. And we hear today that Lazarus was buried. And we are reminded that the bodies of the dead decompose after a while, very unglamorously. And so the gospel refers to the odor of decomposition. So death is final. Ah, but with Jesus, if Jesus is part of the picture, if Jesus is involved, it's not. St. Paul writes to Timothy in our second reading that even though he is wearing chains, the word of God is not chained. And in our gospel today, even though Lazarus's hands and feet are bandaged and his face is wrapped in a cloth, the mighty word of God made flesh, free and unchained, calls him forth from the tomb. And he says, "Unbind him and let him go." So, although death in itself leads to destruction and decay, Jesus alone is the resurrection and the life. Now, people glibly talk about all the time about going to heaven, about the afterlife. But in the scriptures tell us that these blessings are associated with Jesus and are inseparably connected to him, to a relationship with him. Lazarus, whom Jesus called forth from the tomb, had a relationship with Jesus. He was no stranger. When Lazarus is dying, his sisters send the message to Jesus, "He whom you love is ill." And Jesus says to his disciples, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep." And John tells us that Jesus loved Lazarus and his sisters. And when Jesus weeps, the Jews say, "See how he loved him." And so St. Paul does not tell us today, if we have died, we shall also live. But he says, if we have died with him, we shall also live with him. And that dying and living with Jesus refers to baptism, where sacramentally, as Paul says elsewhere in Scripture, Romans chapter 6, verse 4, we were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. And so, living and dying with Jesus means that we live our baptism and we walk in newness of life. And so living and dying with Jesus has to do with our discipleship with Christ, in which we struggle with Jesus' help to put to death our sinful and selfish inclinations. And so if we have lived with Jesus, if we have died with Jesus, then when we physically die, we are admitted into the presence of Christ our judge. And hopefully, we will find there no stranger, but somebody that we know as our dear and intimate friend, as Lazarus was to Jesus. So hopefully he will be no stranger, and we will know him as our friend. Because as Paul also says, if we deny him, he will also deny us. And Paul will not make that up. Jesus himself says that in Mark chapter 8, verse 38. He says, "Whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this faithless and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." And so we don't want to be those who deny Jesus here, who are ashamed of him, that is, those who do not know him. But if we love the Word made flesh by also loving the flesh of others, especially those in prison, the stranger, the sick, the homeless, the hungry and thirsty, then Jesus will recognize us when we face him as judge, as his friend. And he will say, "Come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." And so eternal life is not a given. It is not something we can take for granted. It is inextricably connected with Jesus, who alone is the resurrection and the life. And that is why every time we gather for Mass, we pray in charity for those who have died, especially on this day. Because Jesus says, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." Amen.
Amen.